Wilson. Please tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres, and be safe and stay at home if you can, as much as you can. And if you do have to venture out, practice social distancing. So the time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time for Cabaret. But first, this message.
Greetings. This is Deep Rock Dave. KGNU celebrates the good things humanity has to offer in the amazing variety of independent, eclectic music that KGNU plays. You can rely on KGNU because listener members like you have supported this station in the past. Now, I ask that you join them with your gift to help us sustain programming. Please give what you can at kgnu.org.
Tonight's Cabaret is an encore edition featuring the Boulder Friends of Jazz, recorded in May 2018.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cabaret, where we feature our best of the musical talent along the Front Range. And tonight's group is really interesting. They are the Boulder Friends of Jazz, and we'll be talking to them in a little while. But here they are, right here at 4700 Walnut Street.
Thank you. That was a little thing called Rosetta. We're going to slow the pace down just a little bit right now. A little thing called the Beale Street Blues. A one, two, three.
Thank you.
Beale Street Blues. We got time for one more, and then we're going to do a little bit of chatting, I would guess we're going to do. So a little thing called Honeysuckle Rose, Old Fats Waller Standard. Here goes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cabaret, and our special guest tonight is the Boulder Friends of Jazz, and let's introduce the six musicians that we have in the room, ladies before gentlemen. So we'll start with Christine on the drums, and then we'll go over to Lance on the trumpet, Doug on the trombone, Rex on the sax, Robbie on the keys, and Dean on the bass, the acoustic bass. So welcome to 4700 Walnut Street, KGNU.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having us on the program. This is fun.
This is awesome, yeah. So let's talk about, you guys are like a little bit different. You're not like a full-fledged group, but you're Boulder Friends of Jazz, which means that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're preserving traditional jazz?
That is correct. Since 1986, the Boulder Friends of Jazz, our mission is to preserve America's original art form, which is jazz, and it's a very first form, which is traditional or sometimes called Dixieland jazz.
Okay. And are they getting away from that term Dixieland?
It depends on which coast you're on, to be quite honest with you. They called it Dixieland in the early days. The West Coasters, your Turk Murphys and such, they like the term traditional jazz. Some folks call it New Orleans jazz. And Eddie Condon just called it jazz. So it kind of depends, but it's the same idea of having a 3 or 4 horn front line all playing different melodies at the same time, backed up by a rhythm section, which is typically bass or tuba, piano, drums, and oftentimes guitar or banjo.
All right. Were you guys there in the beginning days of 1986 when the nonprofit was formed?
Some of us were, or at least in some form anyway, but not all of us. It's and it's very important to note, too, the way we've gone about preserving the art form is not only playing music as you hear it here, but we host a jam session the first Sunday of every month at the Avalon Ballroom. And what we do is we start with a group very much like you have here, where we play some songs, and then we invite people up to play. So what we're trying to do is not only keep our music alive ourselves, but to bring others into the fold, as it were, including a lot of young people, to try to keep this music alive.
So how do you that's important because it is a struggle to keep these traditional forms of music going sometimes. And how do you reach out to the younger generation?
Well, we're trying to use social media platforms, reaching out to, on Facebook and that sort of thing, but also to try to reach out to the schools and try to educate them. Jazz has gone through so many changes in the last 111 years since the first jazz recording was made. And, you have all the kinds of jazz that have come since then, your combo jazz, your big band swing jazz, your more modern big band jazz, cool jazz, bebop, all the different styles that have come around. And pretty much all the popular music forms since that formation, a lot of your modern country music, rock and roll, things like that, all come from the same foundations as jazz. And so it's trying to get in the schools and get them to come to our sessions so they can hear just how exciting this form of music is.
Okay, so so you bring in some high school kids or maybe some middle school kids and stuff.
And college kids as well.
College kids, but from what I understand, you don't hand out sheet music.
Not as a rule. Now we have fake books, and we do so we can help them out with it. But so much of this is by ear. I mean, even when you see our music, it's a melody and it's chords. So it's really a form of music that's kind of unique in that fashion, where a lot of modern combo jazz, everybody plays the melody down and then they play solos. But in this case, the trumpet or another instrument might be the only one playing melody, and everybody else is playing something supporting that melody, something in a contrapuntal fashion.
Okay, and is that the improv part of it, or do they play the same thing every time? They play
the same
tune?
They play different things every time. This is all made up on by the seat of the pants, as they say.
Interesting. That's the nature of jazz, then. So
exactly.
Improv. Okay, that's really interesting. So. And then you have your meetings on the first, or I guess your jam sessions, as you call it, on the first Sunday of the month.
That is correct. At the Avalon Ballroom, which is out on Arapahoe Road.
6185 Arapahoe Road.
That's correct. And it's from 1 to 4 p.m. And we have an admission for people to come to listen and to dance. We have a big dance floor, of course, there for everybody. But then musicians get in free so that we can make them come up on stage and share what they want to play, and also for them to share with the rest of us in learning how this music is played. I mean, people in this room right now, some of us have been playing this music for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, mm-hmm. and we're still learning from each other. As we play, everybody plays something where somebody else goes, "Hey, that was pretty cool. I want to try something like that." So it's a lot of fun for everybody, for the audience, for the musicians alike.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because I also have another question. I was told that you like to dig out obscure songs, and I've never heard My Rosetta. Where does that come from?
Well, Rosetta actually was very popular. In the 1940s, it was one that the Eddie Condon groups used to like to play.
Okay.
But you'll hear everything from 19th century songs. You'll hear bands play Battle Hymn of the Republic and things like that, all the way up to more modern styles of music. And a lot of bands aren't afraid to try something new and try to make it into something jazz and something Dixie.
Okay, All right. If somebody wanted to do a swing tune, is that allowed? Or do you have to stay within the 20s to the 30s or stay within the confines of traditional jazz?
We stay within the confines of the instrumentation, but we often play swing tunes from the 30s, 40s, and even some of the stuff from the 50s and 60s. So it's, it's everything's fair game.
Everything's fair game. All right. We're talking with Lance of Boulder. Friends of traditional jazz. I always want to say traditional jazz because that's what it reminds me of. But the name of it is Boulder Friends of Jazz.
That is correct.
That's good. All right, where do you want to go next, Lance?
We're going to take you down south. This is a tune from the 1920s where a lot of this music comes from. A little thing called Is It True What They Say About Dixie? And we don't actually know the answer to that, but we'll play it anyway. Thank you. right, is it true what they say about Dixie? Good old song about the South. We're going to go back to the Fats Waller songbook right now and do a little bit slower tune, but this is a really, really wonderful song that he wrote, and this is a thing called Ain't Misbehavin'.
You are listening to an encore edition of The Cabaret featuring the Boulder Friends of Jazz. This was recorded in May 2018.
To walk with that I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in that corner, don't go nowhere, but do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Please believe me. I don't stay out late, got no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you, just for you. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I love this music. Never gets old. And Lance, do you know we have a radio show here that's devoted to traditional jazz?
I've been told about that.
Okay, it's Thursday nights, and most of the time it's Ragtime America. And then on the third Thursday of the month, we have a Dixieland Marmalade. So you and I should talk. I'm part of that collective. You and I should talk later how we can promote your things on a regular basis and get people listening to it and coming out to your jams, of which there is one this Sunday, true?
That is correct. This coming Sunday on the 3rd of June. And we have to be there, and we see no reason you should be excused.
Now, and then you get all kinds of people to show up, singers and different kinds of horn players and things. Anybody's welcome.
That's correct. And we have sign-ups for people to so that we make sure that we actually get everybody. We have a song list that that we can give out to people that gives an idea of some of the kinds of music we play and what keys we play it in. And we've had people show up with unusual instruments and still play. We had one young lady who played French horn quite a bit. We had a fiddle player and a guitar player show up, and they did a little bit of that French gypsy music, and it sounded really nice. So we get a little bit of everything happening there.
That's great. So then you guys will be the front line or the back line for whoever comes up, right? I mean, you guys are pretty much the core of it.
Yeah, what actually happens is the back line that's here right now, they're there every month, and so they're the foundation. And then as we get other piano players or bass players or piano players, we get them up to substitute for them as we go through the session. And then there's always a leader that's there every month. I'm one of the leaders. Doug is one of our leaders. Kristen's one of our leaders. And it's their job to decide who comes up when, and then shuffles everybody through so that, it may not be a completely different band every time, but it gives a chance for particularly the musicians who don't get a chance to play very much or haven't played a lot of this music to play with the more experienced musicians and actually learn from them.
All right, great. And you were talking about dancing, too. I mean, do people dance this?
Oh, you better believe it.
Okay.
You better believe it. This is danceable music. And we'll slow down or we'll moderate some of the Dixieland songs a little bit so that they're more danceable. We'll do some of that swing stuff you're talking about because there's a lot of those songs that fits very well. And you'll see all kinds of music, people slow dancing, fast dancing, foxtrotting, the whole nine yards.
Okay, well, you just answered my next question. What kind of styles of dance that they do? I guess they can do whatever they feel like doing.
It's a little known fact, actually, that traditional jazz in its early foundations from, the late teens through the 1920s was dance music. Yeah. And even if it's in its revivals in the 1940s with the West Coast bands and everything else, it was still dance music. So that's what this originally was.
Do you guys ever, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever thought about going to high schools or your middle schools and doing outreach there and doing sessions or lessons or...
We've done this in the past, and we're right now working on an outreach to do that, particularly within the Boulder area, to reach out to those schools and to reach out also to some of the community groups where people get together and play jazz and everything, just to get them interested. And of course, at the Avalon, we're trying to get the dancers in there too, because it's more fun when you play for people.
Yeah.
And it's definitely more fun when you play for dancers.
I bet it's more fun when you see people interacting to the music that you're playing.
Absolutely.
When you come into the Avalon on Sunday, where will they find you? Will they find you in the big hall or the Soto Hall?
We're in the big hall.
The big hall, right off to the left. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we have folks there. There is an admission price. We do charge. It's a $10 admission price. We do let in our members come in for $8, and we do offer a discount for students, and of course musicians get in for free. So
all right.
And we have theme months. All the time in the good old summertime is coming up this Sunday, so we're gonna, living is easy. That's our theme. And last month we did Cinco de Mayo, and so we just every month we're trying to do a little bit something different.
That's great. That's great. So this Sunday at the Avalon Ballroom, and KGNU knows that place very well because we've been having Mardi Gras there on Saturday night, and you have a Mardi Gras too.
We did a Mardi Gras. Yeah, we did our Mardi Gras back in February. And had folks dress up, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, it's fun to dress up, yeah. All right. We're with the Boulder Friends of Jazz here tonight on Cabaret. Stick around. We got more great music to come.
All right. Here we go. This is a little thing called the Royal Garden Blues. It takes its name from an establishment in Chicago back in the late teens. And, as one of our band leaders like to say, here 'tis.
Thank you.
Is that where King Porter played at?
King Oliver, actually, King purportedly, Oliver, yeah. he was in that area. And that's what makes the song actually interesting. This is the first of what they called a riff song.
Okay.
That riff, that repeating riff you have in the trio, but the repeats over and over, and it was one of the first songs to have that in it.
Okay.
One of the other famous songs to have a riff like that is "In the Mood."
Oh, okay.
Same kind of thing. It's the same motif repeated over and over throughout the chorus, and that was just a neat little trick that came up in jazz that people use. So that's what makes that a fun song. But the song's from about 1923 originally.
All right.
So slowing things down a bit, this is a Hoagy Carmichael tune, a little thing called New Orleans. Mm. New Orleans. Now back to a little faster tempo, a little After You've Gone. ¶¶
Everybody, you're listening to Cabaret with the Boulder Friends of Jazz. Glad to have you guys in the studio today. It sounds awesome. So, really quickly, can you talk about your website? You have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page, so you just look for the Boulder Friends of Jazz.
All right.
And we're trying to put up videos and pictures and all kinds of things up there. And, of course, we have information on who's playing next and what the next theme is and all that sort of thing.
Sure.
Our website is... still a bit under construction, but it's boulderfriendsofjazz.org.
Okay.
And so you can also go there. And of course, we're also featured on the website for the Avalon Ballroom. So
nice.
Lots of ways to get a hold of us.
And I also understand that you give a scholarship to high school students for the UNC Jazz Festival.
Well, it's not for the festival. It's for the UNC Jazz Camp.
Camp, yeah.
And we usually, and every year we send a couple of students out to up to that. It's... It's in late July, I believe, and we pay for students to go up there. We pay their room and board and and their tuition and everything. And the only thing we ask of them is that they come back and come back at least once and play with us so that we can see what they learned.
There you go. That's very nice. Very nice outreach. Do you guys have any gigs besides the one at the Avalon that people can find yet?
Not at the present time. We're hoping in the future to have. To have possibly be able to put on some events,
sure,
along the way. But of course, a lot of us are band leaders. Kristen has her own group, the Crystal Swing Band.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, and her group plays a lot, and they do a lot of that swing music that you're
all right.
that you're hoping for. Our past president, Derek Lucas, he runs the Prohibition Six, which is a
Prohibition Six
group that's been around for a number of years.
Sure.
Three of you there. Okay.
And then I'm with the 101st Army Band of the National Guard, and we actually have a Dixieland group called the 101st Army Dixieland Band. So when they let us out off of our weekends, we get out there and play as well. So
nice.
You whole bunch of different, and then all of us play here and there, sometimes with other people and sometimes with different groups as much as we can.
Well, who has the next gig coming up in June of all the groups that you're in? Kristen, or the Prohibition? Anybody know of any gigs coming up in the near future?
Not.
Come on. The Prohibition 6 has one, what, June 17th?
Prohibition 6, June 17th. And the location, do you remember?
It told me, and I don't remember.
Okay.
Just that we have something coming up. You can find that probably on the band's website.
Because that band has a website.
Prohibition
6, yeah.
The,
you can look
the
for most of these bands.
I'm just saying that because, in case the listeners can't hear you. Because
we're playing a party on the 9th.
And then a public event. And then a public event on the... But anyway, yeah, you can check out these groups, the Crystal Swing Band and the Prohibition Six and these other groups, and you can usually Google them and find out what things they might have coming up next.
Sure. I just wondering really quickly, Doug and Rex and whoever wants to answer this question, Lance, Kristen, what drew you guys to traditional jazz playing it?
What age?
No, what drew you? What was what it about it that drew you to that, Rex?
Well, I just came about. I guess I started more in swing.
Uh-huh.
Stuff we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And played quite a bit of that, but just through different channels, ended up in Boulder Friends of Jazz and starting to play a lot more Dixieland and enjoying it a lot. But I still play a lot of swing. I have a group called Calculated Risk that I front. It's a 3 or a 4 piece or a 5 or a 6,
nice.
However many people we need. And Doug has played with me before, and Kristen has, and Dean has. Bobby,
great.
I think you have. We're going to have to grab on to Bobby. And get
Robbie's
him.
Great. I love his
He's
piano
wonderful,
playing.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got into it from at a very young age with my grandmother bequeathed me her Eddie Condon collection. And so a whole bunch of his mid-1940s music that he didn't call Dixieland, but that got me fascinated by this style of music. But like Rex, I play swing music. I play with a group called Serenade and Blue on occasion. And so, I mean, because jazz is a whole bunch of different things, and that's what I love about it, there's, you know, more styles of jazz than there are jazz songs, it seems. So
that's true. Doug, do you got anything to add?
Yeah, I play with a swing band also called Zing. Mm-hmm. And well, matter of fact, they play every second Sunday at the Joyful Ballroom.
Well, did the traditional jazz come first or swing come first? What came
swing
first?
Came first, and Dixie came. A friend of mine that was in a swing band back in the 80s asked if I'd like to do a Dixieland thing.
Yep.
And I got into it, and I got turned on to it, and... solo and, you know, improv came easily, and, you know, a lot of listening, a lot of learning, and
great.
I've been doing it since about 1991, I think.
All right. Okay, that's over 25 years, yeah. 27 years. So we have probably time for one more tune. What do you guys want to do next?
This is an old standard that actually comes from the 1960s and comes from a movie of the same name. There's a little thing called Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans?
That came from the 60s.
Okay. Yes.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong, that feeling's getting stronger, longer I stay away. Oh, those moss-covered vines, those tall sugar pines, that mockingbird seems to say. I wish I could see that lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring. Oh, the moonlight on the bayou, those Creole tunes that fill the air. I miss those magnolias in bloom. How I wish that I But there's something else I really miss, the one I care for.
This has been a previously recorded edition of The Cabaret Show on KGNU, which aired in May 2018.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
We at KGNU are dedicated to bringing you coverage of breaking news as it happens. You're hearing from experts and scientists telling you what to worry about and not worry about. The reliable information you find here is made possible by donations from listeners like you. The most important thing you can do to support this work is to become a member today by going to kgnu.org. And thank you.
En cualquier estado que usted se encuentre. Buenas noches. Buenas tardes. Buenas mañanas. O buenas afternoons. Ahora le presentamos este producto que viene desde lo más profundo de nuestros corazones. Es un proyecto que ha tomado dedicación, pero viene de lo más profundo de cada uno de nosotros. Experimentando con ritmo y sentimientos, sentimientos que se han podido transmitir a la música, por esta música con cultura, música con dedicación. Por favor, continuemos con la música.
Mamá me la toca.